From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. President Obama arrives in Germany. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss the global economy, terrorism, transatlantic security, and many other issues during his two-day visit to Germany starting today. Before heading to Germany, Mr. Obama was in London for meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, and to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who was celebrating her 90th birthday. President Obama also took part in a London town hall meeting with young people, where he spoke of the long relationship between the U.S. and the U.K.
The joint efforts and sacrifices of previous generations of Americans and Brits are a big part of why we've known decades of relative peace and prosperity in Europe, and that in turn has helped to spread peace and prosperity around the world.
U.S. President Obama said he would not consider sending ground troops into Syria and said there needs to be more than just a military effort in order to solve the country's problems. It would be a mistake for the United States or Great Britain to send in ground troops and overthrow the Bashar al-Assad regime, Obama said during a wide-ranging interview with BBC television. Obama called the war in Syria a heartbreaking situation of enormous complexity. North Korea is calling its submarine-launched ballistic missile test on Saturday a great success, while South Korea labeled it a failure. Military analysts, however, are classifying the missile launch as a successful failure. The missile launched Saturday traveled only 30 kilometers before falling into the sea, Seoul said, which was well short of the minimum range of 300 kilometers for the medium-range ballistic missile it tested. Coming to you from Washington, the nation's capital, this is VOA News. The death toll from the devastating earthquake in Ecuador has risen to 654, officials said. The quake, the worst in nearly seven decades, injured at least 12,500 people and left another 58 people missing along the country's Pacific coast. These have been sad days for the homeland, said a visibly moved president, Rafael Correa, during his regular Saturday TV broadcast. The country is in crisis. Thousands of soldiers and police have been deployed throughout Ecuador to provide emergency relief, including temporary shelters. In addition, scores of aid workers from dozens of nations, including Spain, Peru, Cuba, Bolivia, and Venezuela, have arrived to assist in the efforts. Officials said 113 people have been rescued alive from buildings damaged by the quake. A solar power plane has safely landed in the U.S. Pacific Coast state of California, after completing the riskiest leg of its journey around the world, a 56-hour flight over the Pacific Ocean that began in Hawaii. The Solar Impulse 2 touched down at Moffett Airfield in California's Silicon Valley. Earlier in the day, the plane flew over San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge to the delight of many spectators. The solar plane is the brainchild of two pilots. One of them, Bertrand Picard, believes their experience may influence more innovation, possibly in the United States.
America is the world of pioneers. Americans invented aviation. They invented almost everything, even going to the moon. So now, I think innovation and pioneering must continue, but it must continue for better quality of life, clean technologies, renewable energy. This is where the pioneers can really express themselves and be successful.
When asked what was the biggest challenge of the flight, Picard says the 16 years of ups and downs to get to this point. The carbon fiber single-seat Solar Impulse 2 has a wingspan which is longer than the wingspan of a Boeing 747. The 17,000 solar cells built into the wings harness the sun's energy and charge onboard batteries. A Dutch journalist was arrested by Turkish police early today at her home in Turkey after she insulted President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Twitter. Ebru Umar, a well-known columnist for the Dutch Metro newspaper, tweeted that police were at the front door of her home late Saturday night and they were taking her to a police station for questioning. "Police at the door, no joke," she tweeted. She followed up with another tweet saying, "I'm not free, we're going to the hospital," as she left her home in a resort town in western Turkey. Dutch Foreign Ministry spokesman confirmed that Umar had been detained, but gave no details. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.